Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Recall a time when you did something you thought you couldn't do. Record and listen.
For many people, that would be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Record
mm-hmm.
and listen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Chris calling from Florida.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This one was amazing to do. And what I noticed was the emphasis for me on the word thought, what you thought you couldn't do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It just seems to be so it, because, I mean, I've been living in this for the past 2 months, being told pretty constantly that I'm not going to be able to accomplish something that I'm working on. And there's no other place to find it, I found, except in the incessant mental chatter that's happening.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. That's it, isn't it?
And it's such a relief to, I mean, you have to re-realize this over and over, but that is such a relief once that becomes clearly the case.
Yes, well, and it's really helpful, I think, to see it in such a large area of one's life
mm-hmm.
as you're seeing it. So you're doing what, I have a little sense of what you're doing from previous conversations, but nobody else in your world, in the world of people who are associated with what you're doing, nobody else is giving you information that you can't be successful.
Mm-hmm.
It just simply doesn't exist anywhere except inside your own head.
Mm-hmm. And there's such this element to it. Like, I was thinking about or considering how, like, what is the actual threat here? Okay, so it's telling me that I need to quit and that I can't do it. Okay, so
yep.
what is the suggestion after that then? And it just kind of shrugs its shoulders, you know? There's no...
Right, that's right. There isn't one.
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. There isn't one. And so that is actually one of my great obsessions, that you just need to quit. That the implication is you're unhappy because you're doing this thing, which, of course, you've realized is not true. You're unhappy because there's a harangue inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's making you unhappy, right? That you're doing this thing. It's making you unhappy. If you quit doing that, then you'll be happy. It doesn't lay out a program for you because it doesn't have one. It's just quit doing this thing. That's the whole deal. And the part that I got obsessed about being somebody who at a youthful stage of life thought that the big quit would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is all the same process.
Right.
If you are going to do something that threatens ego, quit doing that. If you don't quit doing that, it's going to escalate until you should just kill yourself.
Right, right.
That's how desperate it is to control you.
Yes, and there's this element to it that I've noticed that seems to be, maybe from like a younger kind of teenage place is where I located this, but something like when you're just not old enough to realize that consequences are not quote-unquote permanent or unbearable
yes.
forever or something
yes.
like this.
Yes. Yeah. It's a bizarre twist on being in the present, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no perspective. We're just caught in whatever those current circumstances are. And as you say, believing that it's global and it's permanent. And of course, it isn't.
Right. Well, one of the big shifts was just realizing that, let's say, the quote-unquote worst-case scenario does happen, and I really investigated what what would that be on a on not in the mind, but in the unfolding experience, you know? And it would be, yeah, there would be some sensations that would arise. There might be heat. There might be, you know, that, and there would be a lot of conditioned thoughts that would arise. And then the moment would continue unfolding. And just realizing or remembering that was so key to me finishing what I had to finish.
Yes. And along with that, realization that you can survive it, because our experience is we have survived it. Mm-hmm. Right, many, many times. And also that realization that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it in my mind that I want to do this thing, whatever this is. And I have really strong feelings about doing this thing, which probably don't amount to anything more than this is a place where ego feels it can gain some advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's where so much of the passion comes from, right? And so I'm going to do this thing, and then it doesn't work out. If we realize we don't know, that we don't have the big picture, then we can be pretty much in a state of equanimity with that, because mm-hmm. I might have just been saved from making a terrible life. Right, I don't know.
Right. My mantra at the end, I mean, it was perfect timing with the, I don't know, I don't care, I choose unconditional love.
That's it. it's like a giant King's X, right? It is the ultimate safety zone, because ego has nowhere to go with that. It just cannot make a person suffer who stays in that perspective. It's not possible. Very fun. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
And thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Chris.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Okay. This is, I have something going on with my cue where I'm not actually seeing people. So I'm just going to bring on the next caller while I work on it. Hang on a second.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Hello. Anna in Yorkshire. Hello.
Well, hello there.
Yay.
Is this a see you soon?
Oh, this is a see you very soon, in less than a week. Oh. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be on Californian soil.
And we'll be happy to have you.
Oh,
what's
I'm
going
so,
on?
I'm so excited. Well, I just did that assignment and just so much came up. Just so many areas of my life where I've done things where I thought I couldn't do them. And I realized that right now I'm, where to go? So doing a job where a lot's being kind of asked of me, and I realize that my experience isn't predominantly anymore, oh no, I'm not going to be able to do it. There's just that kind of trust that I can take it step by step and show up.
You're in the right place at the right time. Much as we were talking about with Chris, right? Because this is your life.
Yeah.
What's here is here. And and you're using it as a workshop because you
want
to wake up and end suffering. And so nothing can go wrong.
Right. 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 Because a big thing that came up around what have you done that you were told you couldn't do was be away from the monastery for this time when I need to be and be all right. Right? And
you'll just
I'm
fall
doing
apart.
It.
You'll just fall apart.
That.
You'll just fall into hell and never be redeemed.
Probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which hasn't happened.
Hasn't happened. There's growing. There's all sorts of awareness adventures. There's you know, possibilities opening up that, you know, just so much kind of magic, you know. And I think, like, just at this point where we're taking steps for me to be able to come back, and I think there's still some, ego knows it's a big deal for me, and there's still some sort of hook of what if it doesn't work out, or like that, you know?
Yeah. Ego specialty, a negative right. spin on everything.
Right.
Right? So you can't go, it's not going to work. Then you go, it's working.
Yeah.
Then it's time to come back. Well, what if it doesn't work? You know, there's right. always that, how can we look to the darkness for clarity?
Right?
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. that's what it's yeah. suggesting. Just,
right. yeah.
And I mean, when the previous caller said that think is the key to it.
Yes.
Right? The yeah. the things that you thought you couldn't do, or you were told that you couldn't do. That
right.
that's the whole deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, every step of the way, those voices are trying to talk you into, this isn't going to work, you're going to fail,
yeah.
you can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah, ha indeed. And then I did the recording about all these things that were just bubbling up, you know, that you thought you couldn't do, and then you did. And then I went and read the very last Africa trip blog that's just come up. And, oh, my gosh, well, talk about tears, and it was so beautiful. And just saw that process happening there, you know, like the Esther and Rachel getting into nursing school. And just that showing up for not letting those stories of you can't have any power, you know. I saw that happening in the blog.
And excuse me, if I'm tracking with you, that seeing how that story plays out in other people's lives, or could play out
yeah.
in other people's lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So with those kids in Cantalomba, they have every potential.
Yeah.
But the voices that they're up against,
right.
you can't, because there's
right.
no, there hasn't been previously any evidence
right.
that the possibility that they could actually glimpse could be available to them.
Right.
And now seeing that they have the same kind of proof that we have,
yep.
we can look back over our lives and realize, oh, my God, the list right. is too long even
yeah.
to recall of things that those voices said I couldn't do. I mean, simple little everyday things as well as great big giant
uh-huh.
things.
Yeah.
And now those kids are at the point where they can actually look back on situations in their life and see the lies in that programming the same way we're seeing
yeah.
the lies in our programming.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what's really exciting about this, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the
it really
that
is.
Process piece of it.
Yes. Yep.
Mhm.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It makes me excited to be alive.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and I project for you to be involved in as many places in life, to be participating
yeah.
in as many things as possible to attempt, because we can't really, but attempt to demonstrate
yes.
the possibilities that are available
yes.
to all of us when
yes.
we stop letting that negativity control our lives.
Right. Yep. That's exactly it. And you know, right mm-hmm. now in this job, just one quick last thing. It's a university where it's kind of different from the university where I got the chance to go. Lots of people there at university for the first time. up against a heck of a lot, have got through a heck of a lot to get there. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed that the only difference between the students there and the students at these other institutions with kind of generally much more privileged young people is that mm-hmm. these people that I'm working with now have been told over and over and over again, you can't. And the people at yeah. this other place have been told over and over and over again, you can. And I just yeah. find myself so passionate about saying to these people and being with them, you can, you can, you can. And
yes,
how,
you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And I just love that life is kind of, as you said, brought up this chance to participate in this way.
Mm-hmm. I love it, Anna, because I'm actually, I'm not reading, I'm listening to Michelle Obama's Becoming.
Oh, wow.
Which
yeah.
for anybody who's a Michelle Obama fan, don't miss it. It's also the top-selling book in the United States in 2018, which shows I'm not alone in being a fan of hers. And she is talking right now about leaving a predominantly black neighborhood in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it's the south side, yeah, and going to Princeton. And she's
yeah.
talking about exactly that,
yeah.
seeing the environment that she came from where even to consider succeeding put you on the outs because
yeah.
everybody has been told that they can't. And
right.
then to walk into this place of white privilege and yep. realize that these kids have never had anything put in front of them other than you are God's chosen, and mm-hmm. and everything in the world is yours to take, and
right.
just trying to navigate that
yep.
That process. So at some point, you know, on the long plane ride home or something,
oh, yeah.
You might give that a look because I think
you would
really enjoy the parallels.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, because this is the part of the world that I grew up in, and so I kind of did a bit of a Michelle, you know, and then to get
yeah.
to come back with, like, it's like all of the training that I have got to benefit from in all of these different
yeah.
ways, I get to kind of bring back to this place
yeah.
and, you know, and participate
yeah.
in this way, just as a you can kind of presence, you know.
Yeah, you and I know you can. It's not a theory. I know you can because I have. Because these are my roots. This is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And
yep.
this is what has been possible for me to do. Yeah. Oh, it's so big.
Oh,
so, yes,
it's so big.
The same message
yeah.
there at
yeah.
Where you are and where you're teaching, and then the same
yep.
message in Cantaloupe, and the same
yep.
message for all of us doing practice, because the,
yes.
those limiting negative voices are the same for all of us, whatever our circumstances.
Yep.
And
exactly.
they lie in every single case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all
take
right.
care of yourself. If I don't talk to you before, travel safely.
Thank
See you,
you so much. See you soon.
All
take
right.
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anna. And, Sherry, to bring it back to practice, I think that's what we are doing in recording and listening with the mentor, right? Because fundamentally, we're always in a conversation of no with self-hate. You cannot. You're not enough. You're not good enough. It's not enough. Whatever you do is your fault. You know, that kind of message, it really shrinks, really negates to such an extent that it really extinguishes our sense of
yeah.
life and
yeah.
Joy
yeah.
and living.
Yeah.
And so to take that that process where you flourish when you're in an environment that encourages you to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You survive when you're in an environment that is negating you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're practicing creating for ourselves, a yes-you-can
mm-hmm.
environment, one of encouragement and support rather than negation and punishment and dismissal and
Well, and the point you make is excellent, because in Cantaloupe, these folks, these kids primarily, have Living Compassion. They have Teresa Kapenda, right, and the support from all of us around the world. In Anna's case, you know, there was the ability through hard work and commitment and effort to rise up out of circumstances that people are not supposed to rise up out of, and to go on to be extremely successful in the eyes of the world. And those can feel kind of miraculous. And we can say, yeah, but what about the rest of the 7 billion plus people who don't have that kind of opportunity? But everybody has that opportunity in the mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Not everybody knows to access it. It's true. But that's not the same as you don't have it, because we do have it. That wisdom, love, and compassion that animates us is always there, guiding us and encouraging us and pulling us toward yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt who said, you must do the things you're told you cannot do, because only then do you have a sense of who you really are.
That's right.
It's your choices, not your abilities that make you who you are. And so if you choose to do when you're told you can't, that's an interesting experience of the authenticity.
Yes. And the other place that we get it, a la our book title, I Don't Want To, I Don't Feel Like It, the other place, not only when we're told that we can't, but I Don't Want To. The I Don't Want To is just the other side of you can't. The one is the you voice, and the other is the I voice, but the message is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Stay stuck, stay small, listen to me, says ego, and I will farm you for the rest of your life.
Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, hi. This is Vanessa in North Carolina.
Hey, Vanessa. You do sound kind of far away, but we can hear you.
Okay. Let's see if...
It's okay. Just
okay,
kind of
good,
speak up.
Okay, good, because I'm using the app, and I don't know how to do it, so...
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. If I have to listen more carefully, that's good practice for me. So thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Wow. So this is such an inspiring phone call. And let's see. I was looking at this, and of course, I guess, so many things. I think one thing that I saw was pretty much... when I look at doing anything, I guess with ego as sort of the person who's looking at it with me, everything is impossible because it has to be done now. Like I'm here and I don't know, say, how to play the piano. Well, you can't do it, because it's like it has to be completed right now.
Yeah.
And so,
you don't already know. You can't already do it. You can't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, good point.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of as if it wasn't a process, you know, as if it wasn't like, okay, let's take classes. Let's practice. Let's,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can, mm-hmm. I can do that thing. I can show up to the lesson. I can practice 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like that.
Well,
so even things
so
that I do, oh, sorry.
Well, just to underline that, Vanessa, what it's saying is true. You can't do that. But the point you're making
mm-hmm.
is the essential point. That's true. I can't do that right now. But with
mm-hmm.
practice, I can. I can learn how to do it. And that's what we're saying in life, right? No, I can't. So say, I can't stop the voices of self-hate now. It's true, I can't. I can't stop the voices
mm-hmm.
of self-hate. But with practice, I'll be able to.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right. And also, like, I might not know even how I can do it, but I can start, and then the next thing will show up.
That's right. And that And that attitude, that perspective, is what opens the portal to guidance, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing that if I just say yes to this, the next step will be provided for me. And it will be.
My daughter found a quote on the internet that I love that was, it was something like, go as far as you can see. Once you get there, you'll be able to see further.
You want to paint that on the wall, right? Because
that's right.
It, sometimes it feels like we can only see, like, for a second, a second's worth of distance. And yet if we stay and keep looking, the next distance will be made available to us.
And I think you probably just said this, but the thing is to just stay, you know, in the process and not be like, well, am I there yet? Am I there? You know, asking ego, did I do it?
Well, and that is another huge process for us to pay attention to. That's how people stumble and fall over and over and over, is that looking to conditioned mind, how am I doing? Well, you're not doing well. Okay, so I try harder, I try harder, I look back to conditioned mind, how am I doing? Well, you're failing. So what we have to train ourselves to do is keep our eyes on the portal, right? Keep our eyes on unconditional love and compassion, the mentor in recording and listening practice. That's who we want to ask, how are you doing? You know, we want to know how we're coming along. We want to ask the mentor, not ego.
Right.
Yeah,
because you could achieve everything and still not have realized it. You know, you could do whatever it is you set up to, but if you're listening to ego saying, it's never going to say yes, you got there.
That's exactly right. And we see that with people who are hugely successful in extraordinary ways and just can't take it in at all.
Right.
Because they're looking to something that has no experience of presence and doesn't want it. If we look to know, we're always going to get a no.
Yeah, I totally see that in my own life. Like I have, you know, I set out many years ago to do this thing, and I've just sort of dropped in this summer, like, hey, I've done this. I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
And I still hear, you know, well, you're not really doing this.
Actually, I really am. And there's such a freedom in that, isn't there? I mean, that lets us laugh at the voices. No, I really, really am. Let me give you the evidence. And of course, by then, you know, that negativity wants to go talk to somebody else because you're not playing your part. You're not dancing your part of this dance.
Right. Yeah.
So good.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini.
Go happy.
Bye. Thanks, Vanessa.
Yeah, go happy. Bye.
The thing I love most about that conversation, Jerry, is that place of recognition that when you're told you can't, to realize that perhaps that's true. It's not a self-hating. There's no necessity to go to self-hate with it. It's just simply a statement of the fact. But if we consult the ego, that's right. The not yet is the only thing, is the thing we get from life, from which we can look at how to make something true for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to just accepting that if it's a no, it's a no forever and ever and ever. That movement to be able to say not right now, but then what am I? How can I assist myself, support myself to not accept that as the truth. Like, how do I make the difference? It's such a training place. I can't now, but then if I choose to, there's always a way to.
Yes. And so what occurred to me about this call, and now maybe this is always true, but it seems to me like we had a lot of really powerful practice principles on this call, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of them, that realization that when the voices say you can't do that, we need to look and see, well, that's true. I can't play the piano right now, but that doesn't mean I'll never be able to play the piano. I have to take the steps. I have to practice. I have to learn, which is the approach we want to take to life, right? And there were just a number of those on this call that people brought up that I think would be worth going back, listening to this, and writing them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was something that I got in guidance from you very, very early on. You know, that ego is the no to life's yes, and there's a way in which we are conditioned to articulate all the reasons why something won't work, but to switch the framework, which I think I've done as a practice for myself ever since that guidance, ever since I received that guidance, which is if something arrives and you watch that automatic note, to switch the framework to, okay, well, if how to make this possible? How can you make it work? How is it working now? It's such a much more dynamic framework to approach life with than to go, you know what? These are the reasons why it will not work. That's so not helpful.
Right. It is so not helpful, except for ego, because it will keep a person stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and negative, as opposed to unlocking the creativity that allows for something to work.
Yeah, let life make it work.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do is turn attention to life, turn it over to life. Life will make it work with no problems.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here's our assignment for today. Look back over a difficult period and let yourself redo it the way it would have been if you had known then what you know now.
Ooh.
Before
that's so good, isn't it? That is so good. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.